and all friends are celebrating Hank fans and family a Friday.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Oh, see? Let's go.
Not only is it a Friday, we're ready. But finally the ice at least subsided. Yeah, it feels about, you know, 20 degrees outside, but at least there's no ice.
I love it.
Thank you. It is almost the end of January, too. How many days does January have? Like 62, I think,
it
so
kind of
far?
Feels like it. I think it's technically 31.
I think I started the year single, and now look at me. I'm married. I think, no?
No, I don't think that's
but we're almost done works with it. No. It is the 30th day of the first month of 2026. 3:35 left to go. February is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, look at you.
Look at that.
You're breaking from the wife's pronunciation. You're your own man.
It won't last long.
Okay.
We all know that. That means 3 days until Groundhog Day. No pressure, little fella. 15 days until Valentine's Day. No pressure, woo, little fella.
Woo, oh, for crying out loud.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Man, I'm just barely clearing today's hurdle. 18 days until the Mardi Gras. Today, otherwise known as National Croissant Day.
Mm, we do love the croissant.
Yeah, it's underrated. Should mix it in more to the routine of life.
So fancy.
I don't eat breakfast very often. Yeah. This is why. Because the 7 o'clock hour would sound horrible.
I know, but it's like the croissant, as much as I love it, it's like all the calories, all the fat, all the carbs, and it's the morning, so then you have to be good the rest of the day. And is that going to happen? No.
Nobody wants to hear from the Donald on Tuesdays when he's got his mouth full. Nobody. It is School Day of Nonviolence and Peace.
Yes, please.
We go for that. And it is, oh, here's a fun one. It is Yodel for Your Neighbor Day.
I'm coming for you, Ed.
Watch out, Ed. Jeez.
He's probably out there mowing the lawn in his short shorts.
You know, I don't recommend celebrating Yodel for Your Neighbor Day, mainly in Texas, because we have Stand Your Ground law. You know, just
yeah, you gotta
careful
be careful
on that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Ed. On this date in history, The Lone Ranger first aired 1933. We have the music. 1969, it was the Beatles' final public performance.
Dang it.
Yeah, it was broken up by the police.
What are we going to do with the rest of our lives?
Those running bobbies everywhere in London. On this date in 1973, though, on the flip side, Kiss plays their first ever show together, Queens, New York.
They eat fire. What more could you want from a band?
Well, technically, Gene Simmons breathes fire, but never. Okay. That's fine. No, that's fine. Never mind.
They've got their own army.
In Musically 1999. Number one on the charts, Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time. Here we go. That's right, Casey. We can still hit the post.
Poor Britney.
On this date in 2003, Richard Reed, the terrorist who tried to blow up a plane with his shoe explosives, he was sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah.
Good. Because not only is that horrible and heinous, up until, what, this year? And take her stupid shoes off and go flying. Nobody should have to take their shoes off in public. Some people should not be allowed to take their shoes off in public.
Ever. For any reason.
Go away, Brittany. On this date in 2007, Microsoft released Windows Vista. Well done.
Oh, dear.
And on this date in 2009, Liam Neeson, Taken, came out in theaters.
Gotta be careful with that guy. You know what he'll do?
I will find you.
And then what?
Stop it. Golly.
It's her birthday. She
no,
wants to sing.
It's not. It's not. Britney Spears' birthday. It's a song hit number one.
Does she have a lot in common with
didn't
your wife?
Didn't you listen to Casey Kasem? Or do
honey,
you only
I
listen
played
to
that song when it came out. I added that song and put it in power rotation.
So did DJ Clue. We have weekend birthdays of the celebrity variety from the 70s show, Wilmer Valderrama. Is 46 today.
Not a nice guy.
Fun to say, though.
No, not a nice guy.
Well, likewise, Christian Bale is 52 today.
He's Batman, right?
He's Batman.
Okay.
Jody Watley is 67. I have her music somewhere. the greatness of Phil Collins. Woo! 75 today. Thank you, sir. Big Alamo supporter.
Fabulous. Fabulosity.
The elegant Vanessa Redgrave is 89. She still do Weight Watchers. Saturday tomorrow. Old Florida Georgia Lions Tyler Hubbard is 39.
Bro country, yo.
Yeah, basically.
It's kind of the same thing.
Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons Moving Company is 39 tomorrow.
Everybody pretends to like them and nobody knows their songs.
JT Justin Timberlake is 45 tomorrow. Bet you'd be more excited.
Well, I mean, you're either Team Britney or Team Justin. Some things you do not forget.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. Kerry Washington, actress, 49. Portia de Rossi is 53 tomorrow. Minnie Driver, 56. KC of the Sunshine Band. They're 75 tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatness of Alvin, Texas' own. Nolan Ryan is 79 tomorrow.
He played the baseball.
Right there. He played it better than anybody else in Ranger history. Thank you very much, sir. On Sunday, you've got Harry Styles of One Direction, 32.
He's so pretty.
Ronda Rousey is 39. Lauren Conrad of The Hills is 40. This is Sunday. Just want to let everybody know.
I'm not sure about these celebrities.
Michael C. Hawley's Dexter is 55. Pauly Shore is 58. You don't have a Pauly Shore?
Hey, buddy.
You don't have a Pauly Shore story?
I do have a Pauly Shore story. His dad was playing at a comedy club that I worked at in college. He let his dad open for the show. So he came out to watch his dad.
Yeah.
And then this girl I was waiting on was like, there's Pauly Shore!
Yeah.
And
that'll happen.
Yeah. He looked like he had a bad perm. He was a nice guy. Nicer than Wilmer Valderrama. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Brittany. The great Garrett Morris is 89 on Sunday. And yes, we'll call her later on. Happy birthday to Elle.
Start your day by saying,
hey.